Good evening. It is Sunday the 27th of November for the second time because my recording decides to go absolutely doo-wappy. So to err on the side of caution, I've decided to start again. So welcome once again to day 27 of Napod Pomo. On today's show, I'm going to be playing for you one of my absolute favourite standouts, which we played on episode 352, which was my favourite rundown of tracks that we played over the previous year. And I'm going to go straight into it, and I'll talk to you more about it afterwards. This is A is for Atom with The White Dress.
Thank you.
was A is for Atom with the white dress. A is for Atom is one man, Mike Sikorski, who is from Brooklyn in New York. And that's come from his second EP, which was called A is for Atom. The name of the first EP escapes me at the moment. I think it might have been Song for You, actually, because we played a song from that one as well. But, oh, wow, that song. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely love it to pieces. I really do. If you're curious as to who Emily is, that he refers to a number of times within the song, it's referring to Emily Dickinson, who is a 19th century poet and writer. And what the basic premise of the song, it's Emily Dickinson's lover faced with the pressure of writing to her. And in the song itself, there are a number of phrases and things that are basically a nod to Emily Dickinson as an artist. Now, I don't know much about Emily Dickinson myself. All I've found out about her is literally in the last half an hour on Wikipedia. The reference to a white dress is a nod towards the fact that she always dressed in white. Anyway, so I hope you enjoyed that. Hopefully it's clear as to why it was one of my favourite songs of that particular year. If you want to find out more about Mike Sikorski and A is for Atom, the website will be aisforatom.com, he says. Let me just double check. Yes, aisforatom.com, and I'm sure you can find some more of his music over there that you can you'll appreciate. So that is it. I am going to leave that with you. It is late. I need to go to bed. It's probably very obvious from the fact that I've fluffed a lot of my things I was going to say this evening that I really should not be here. I should be in bed and not stop behind a microphone. Anyway, I will be back bright and breezy tomorrow morning to do day 28. So please come back for that. Drop me an email if you want to ask any questions. You don't have long, like I said before. There's only 3 days left of the project after this. So napodpomo@thelovebug.org is the place to drop me an email and let me know what you think about the project so far. If you've missed any of the project episodes, then you can go to thelovebug.org/pod to catch up. They'll be there for a while, so don't worry about that. Anyway, enough from me. I will catch you tomorrow.